Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 90. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, Sean and Nate?
Not too much.
Just hanging out, having a good time.
I hear you. I agree.
Good times abound, right?
Good times abound. Yeah, and it threw me off because I'm like, man, middle-aged mini number 90. So we're creeping up to 100.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hope the creepers are new. Creepers?
You changed them.
Jeeper creepers?
Where'd you get those peepers?
Where did they get those peepers?
I hope our creepies are doing well. Wow, whenever they hear this many. Sean, let's just get right to it. What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about something that's your pick, and it is Spring-Heeled Jack.
Spring-Heeled Jack.
Spring-Heeled Jack. I'm
very
saying it correctly.
Interesting.
Had springs in his heels.
As we understand,
maybe.
Yeah. That sounds right. Gosh, I cannot believe
maybe
it's 90, though. I'm still kind of getting over that.
90, I know. It's pretty cool. Yeah, so you want to give a little foundation?
I do. There is, I mean, this is all over the place now. I had never heard of this, but it is
And
out
you
there.
Said, Nate, you hadn't?
Huh.
Yeah.
No.
Good.
So Spring-Heeled Jack is an entity in English folklore of the Victorian era. The first claimed sighting of Spring-Heeled Jack was, this is like bowling, right? Or bowling.
Mm-hmm.
Heeled Jack was in 1837. Later sightings were reported all over the United Kingdom and were especially prevalent in suburban London. I don't know why I said that. London, the Midlands, and Scotland.
Scotland. Yeah. This is a dude, creature, entity, whatever, I've heard about. A little while back, on a couple of other podcasts, and I found it interesting and fun and a little creepy. It
looks like Batman.
Yeah, everything I've seen is a devil-like figure.
The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got some facts. I won't read them all. I mean, obviously, all of us will talk about it. But, yeah, it does say the last reported sighting came from Liverpool in 1904. Which means this creature lurked for 67 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah. 1904. A long time ago.
He had a good run.
He did have a good run, Nate.
It ended up being like the, in a lot of the, not comic books, but at the time they were just like the stories and the creepy stories that they would, and those sold really well.
Yeah.
For like a penny for, you know, how'd you say
And their drawing of him.
An episode, but a series. So that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he is kind of, would you say he was like a Batman looking?
That's what he looks like.
Like a Batman looking devil.
Like this one here, the Dark Knight. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything I've read sort of it reminds me of, oddly enough, I've already said it, Jeepers Creepers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sort of like just a devilish winged looking thing.
Yeah, and they're not sure if he was a demon of some sort or could have been a real person or kind of a hybrid. You know, that's the fun lore of this creature. I just keep calling. I don't know what to call him. Spring-Heeled Jack comes from English folklore and Victorian literature in London. His name was associated with the boogeyman, which was meant to scare children into behaving. Parents would claim Spring-Heeled Jack would leap up to peer into their bedroom windows at night. Now, wouldn't that be fun?
Is this the boogeyman
or
the
Spring-Heeled's going to get you?
Huh? The boogie-oogie man. The boogie-woogie man.
Well.
Probably not.
Pick one. The boogie-woogie or the boogie-woogie.
Right.
Yeah, so there you go. They're telling their kids, hey, you know, Spring-Heeled Jack's going to be peeking in your bedroom window. Little jerks. No. He was tall and thin. However, he has a disturbing physiognomy.
Yeah.
Physiognomy. Mm-hmm. There you go. Because the G comes before the N, so I'm like, what's going on? Clawed hands, which are as cold and clammy as a corpse. And he has red balls of fire for eyes. There you go. There's
crazy.
The red. He wears a black cloak with a helmet and a tight-fitting white garment. So that's kind of what he looks like.
It says the groupings of this are a hoax, mass hysteria, a demon, or phantom. And I love that. And this came from the Beatles region of Liverpool.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's got to be true, right?
Yeah. Well, he was the one of the members.
He's the Six Beatle.
Yeah, Jack. You ever heard of Jack?
Twist and Spring.
Yeah. Well, they didn't use any of his songs he wrote. So
that's why he went on a rampage.
Yeah. So he's just, yeah. What do you got, Nate? I can tell you got something.
One of accounts from Jane Alsup described her inhuman attacker to London magistrates. He was wearing a kind of helmet and a tight-fitting white costume, as you said, like an oil skin, and he vomited blue and white flames.
Nice. Isn't that something?
Did you hear about where that might have come from, or at least speculations? That there was character in one of the stage plays, and they had this... One of the effects was to, and they knew how to do this, you know, with the certain chemicals to be able to make it look like they're blowing blue flames. And they think that the guy that played, or one of the people that played this character, knew that secret and was using that ability to make it look like he was burping. I listened to that one of the on one of the videos of this. Mm-hmm. You know, like just I was fascinated by this. I'm so excited.
It's kind of fun.
So it was. They were thinking it could have been an actor trying to, you know, just go rogue.
Yeah,
but taking those tricks and making people believe that he was some kind of a spirit. So it's possible.
That's the fun part of the story, or this guy, because you don't know, is he real? Is he, you know, like a real human? Is he some type of demon, creature, hybrid, whatever, yeah. It said in January 1838, the strange creature received official recognition when a barmaid, Polly Adams, was attacked while walking across Blackheath in South London. Mary Stevens, a servant girl, was terrified by what she saw on Barnes Common, and in Clapham Churchyard, a woman was assaulted. Says Lucy Scales, a butcher's daughter, was attacked in Limehouse, and Jane Alsup was almost strangled by a cloaked creature in her own home before her family managed to beat off her attacker, at which point he leapt and soared off into the darkness. So he's not I mean, if he's real, whatever he is, he's not good to attack women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of scary. Not good. So
yeah, I guess all the accounts, the police, they didn't dismiss the stories. Mm-hmm. Even the Duke of Wellington, although he was nearly 70, went out armed on horseback and tried to hunt and kill the monster.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I mean, they believed in it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Said that in the early 19th century, there were reports of ghosts that stalked the streets of London. And this is also around the time, you know, you're getting into the era. Or crosses over into Jack the Ripper, too. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
So the report was that these human-like figures were described as pale. It was believed that they stalked and preyed on lone pedestrians. The stories told of these figures formed part of a distinct ghost tradition in London, which some writers have argued formed the foundation of the later legend of Spring Hill Jack. The most important of these early entities was the Hammersmith ghost, which in 1803 and 1804 was reported in Hammersmith on the western fringes of London. It would later reappear in 1824. Another apparition, the Southampton ghost, was also reported as assaulting individuals in the night. This particular spirit bore many of the characteristics of Spring Hill Jack and was reported as jumping over houses and being over 10 foot tall.
Hmm.
Woo!
Interesting. Back to that story I read about the attack of and the Mary Stevens describing near her house. He jumped after attacking. He jumped in the way of a carriage passing by, and the driver careened off the road, severely hurting himself. Then the creature escaped by jumping over a 9-foot wall.
There's pictures of that too. That's what's kind of cool.
Yeah. So hence Spring Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
got some springs in them shoes.
He does. It's got to be the shoes. Yeah. It also says Spring Hill Jack is capable of speaking English. He has a high-pitched, ringing laugh that he releases after scaring his victims and running away.
So he could be an actor.
So yeah. Yeah.
Diabolical.
It's kind of funny how he's capable of speaking English. So they make it sound like he isn't human, but yet he can speak. Yeah.
It's either diabolical or maniacal laugh, right?
Or both.
Or both at the same time.
Diabolical.
There you go. Right.
Yeah. Maniacal. Yeah. Yeah. I love this this story or this lore creature. Yeah, I love it.
It says a few months after all the sightings that we've been talking about on January 9th, 1838, the Lord Mayor of London, Sir John Cohen, revealed at a public session held in the Mansion House an anonymous complaint that he had received several days earlier, which he had withheld in the hope of obtaining further information. The correspondent signed a letter of residence of Pickham, wrote, "It appears that some individuals, as the writer believes, the highest rank of life, have laid a wager which a mischievous and foolhardy companion that he durst not take upon himself the task of visiting many of the villages near London in three different disguises, a ghost, a bear, and a devil, and moreover that he will not enter a gentleman's gardens for the purposes of alarming the inmates of the house. The wager has, however, been accepted, and the unmanly villain has succeeded in depriving seven ladies of their senses, two of whom are not likely to recover, but to become burdens to their families." So we like literally scared the senses out of them. "At wow. one house, the man rang the bell, and on the servant coming to open the door, this worse than brute stood, no less dreadful figure than a specter clad most perfectly. The consequences was that the poor girl immediately swooned and has never from that moment been in her senses. The affair has now been going on for some time, and strange to say, the papers are still silent on the subject. The writer has reason to believe that they have the whole history at their finger ends, but through interested motives are induced to remain silent." So he thought it was, this whole writing back then was saying it was like a conspiracy thing, you know, just to kind of get sell newspapers, and just to it was contrived. Somebody was doing this on purpose to scare people and make the news.
Wow.
So even back then they did stuff like this.
I found according to early reports, the attacker was described as a shape-shifting figure, ghostly in appearance, and with gloves in the shape of claws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of the pictures, they are very similar, but they do have, every once in a while, they have maybe minor differences. Yeah. But they always indicate claws, you know, a cloak, that type of thing. Yeah. Says there are some accounts of Spring-Heeled Jack dressing in furs to appear like a bear. The most famous case is when he growled at a gardener, climbed the garden wall, and chased the gardener on all fours until he finally decided to leave. Now, what the heck is he? Why is he chasing the gardener off? Like, let him just tend to his garden. Leave him alone, Jack. What's up, Jack? Yeah, I say fun just because it's kind of wild. But then again, like, what if half the stuff was true? It's like terrible how he torments women and attacks them, you know? I couldn't find. Did you guys find anything about him actually murdering anybody? I didn't.
I think there were some of the stories I saw were very close.
Very close, but I don't.
I did not catch any of that either. It said that
he attacks him, but I've never seen anybody die.
Yeah,
which I mean,
this is where it talks about him becoming a popular, well-known monster character. After all of these incidents, Spring-Heeled Jack became one of the most popular characters of the period. His alleged exploits were reported in the newspapers and became the subject of several, this is what I was looking for, penny dreadfuls. That's what those
magazines
are called. And plays performed in the cheap theaters that abounded at the time. The devil was even renamed Spring-Heeled Jack in some Punch and Judy shows, as recounted by Henry Mayhem in his London Labor and the Labor Poor. It says, "This here is Satan. We might say the devil, but that ain't right. And gentle folks don't like such words. He is now commonly known as Spring-Heeled Jack or the Rosian Bear." That's since the war. So that was back in the London Labor and London Poor, Henry Mayhew.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't seem like he was necessarily violent towards anybody. He was just scaring the soul out of people.
Well, he was. I do have some story. He did. There's a couple of them. He bit at their neck and tore their clothes off and grabbed their necks.
Oh. But yeah, they still
frisky, huh?
Yeah, he didn't kill anybody.
I mean, obviously a violent attack, but he murder. I mean,
yeah, I guess there were a few of them that I was reading where he would assault them or grab them, but
and rip their clothes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he never killed, you know, and or it was just like, I'm not saying this was fun for the gardener, but I mean, yeah. Getting on all fours and chasing him is kind of creepy.
Well, it's like this one with Lucy Scales, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he just, she was out walking with her sister in Limehouse, and when a figure leapt at her from an alley and blew flames into her face, mm-hmm. leaving her in a state of hysterics. The attacker left the scene and was never found. Although several men were brought in for questioning.
That's crazy, man.
So it's like, you know, jump and boo and take off.
I wonder what... So
it sort of seems like a guy just out trying to have fun, you know.
takes a little far.
Monster just like wanted to have fun. He enjoys scaring people, you know.
Yeah. I wonder if she got blinded or anything. I wonder if...
Yeah, I don't know.
You'd think so. It blew it in your face, right?
Yeah.
At least send your eyebrows off.
they go back. Here's a story. It says, in the 1870s, the Peckham ghost was reported by multiple witnesses. There was also a park ghost in Sheffield, both of which locals believed was actually Spring Hill Jack. One of the most notable Spring Hill Jack sightings came in August of 1877 from a group of soldiers in Aldershot's barracks. A sentry noticed a strange figure in the darkness who ended up slapping him in the face. When a guard shot at the figure, there was no visible effect. Then the figure disappeared in the darkness with long leaps.
Yeah, the last occurrences were Aldershot, Lincolnshire, and Liverpool. And there's a lot of the same things. They're just these weird appearances of these grotesque creatures.
Yeah, he comes out of nowhere.
Coming out of nowhere, yeah. And so
said after the Spring Hill Jack sighting at Aldershot, that particular one I just spoke of, sentries were given ammunition in order to shoot the figure on sight if it ever appeared again, but it did not.
That's crazy. The Lincolnshire says, in the autumn of 1877, Spring Hill Jack was reportedly seen as at the Newport Arch in Lincolnshire. That's like, well, Lincoln. Wearing a sheepskin. An angry mob supposedly chased him and quartered him, and just as in Aldershot a while before, residents fired at him to no effect. As usual, he was said to have made use of his leaping abilities to lose the crowd and disappear once again. In Liverpool, by the end of the 19th century, the reported sightings of Spring Hill Jack were moving towards the northwest of England. Around 1888, in Everton, North Liverpool, he allegedly appeared on the rooftop of St. Francis Xavier's Church in Salisbury Street. In 1904, there were reports of appearances in nearby William Henry Street. So he's kind of a little bit everywhere.
Yeah, and 1904 was the last sighting of him.
Mm-hmm.
Nate, do you have anything else?
Just trying to look into a little bit more, because this one article said that he was a killer, but I haven't found anything.
All my sources do not indicate one murder.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of attacks, a lot of scaring type things, but no... no actual murders.
Here's one where one of the more famous reports was by Mary Stevens. Either of you read anything about her?
Yeah. Well, I had... Go ahead, Nate, because I had noticed, since you brought it up, just go ahead and read it, because I had read a story about a woman getting attacked, or two women.
Uh-huh.
I kind of combined two of them, so I mixed that up. So.
Those were two different girls, as Lucy and then another.
Was Mary, And I thought.
This is the first I've seen of Mary Stevens.
Yeah. I had said, indicated Mary Stevens, thinking that, but I read a totally different story. I was like.
Yeah, she was a servant girl,
mm-hmm.
as my screen goes black. That was awesome.
Well, it's Spring Hill Jacks.
Yeah. And so.
Spring Hill Black.
It was saying that, again. Like some of the other ones. Here we go. She claims that she was walking through Clapham Common alone late at night. She says that the man jumped out from a dark alley, grabbed her with a tight grip, kissed her, and ripped her off her clothes. She managed to escape, but when others tried to help... And again, my screen is going crazy. Help her locate her attacker. No one could be found.
He's a prevert.
Yeah. Sort of seems that way.
Man. Kissed her, ripped her clothes off.
Likes to rip off clothes, huh? He's like Don Juan DeMarco, only a little bit more intense.
You got Jack the Ripper.
He goes right to the heart.
You got Spring Hill Jack. He likes to rip. He's the clothes ripper.
Right.
Jack,
that's
something. That is weird, though, that obviously we know Jack the Ripper is a real person. And well, he was a serial killer, but it's funny how then you got Spring Hill Jack in the same in London.
Uh-huh. I think it's very strange.
I don't know. And he's a little bit before Jack the Ripper's time, mm-hmm. but still, mm-hmm. you know, close enough. 1870s, yeah.
It says, no one was ever caught and identified as the Spring Hill Jack, combined with extraordinary abilities attributed to him in the very long period during which he was reportedly at large. This has led to numerous and varied theories of his nature and identity. While several researchers seek a normal explanation for the events, other authors explore the more fantastical details of the story to propose different kinds of paranormal speculation. Skeptical investigators have dismissed the stories of Spring Hill Jack as mass hysteria, which developed around various stories of a boogeyman or devil, which have been around for centuries, or from exaggerated urban myths about a man who clambered over rooftops claiming that the devil was chasing him. Other researchers believe that some individuals may have been behind its origins, being followed by imitators later on. Spring Hill Jack was widely considered not to be a supernatural creature, but rather one or more persons with a macabre sense of humor. The idea matches the contents of the letter to the Lord Mayor, which accused a group of young aristocrats as the culprits after an irresponsible wager. A popular rumor circulating as early as 1840 pointed to an Irish nobleman, the Marquis of Waterford, as the main suspect. Haining suggested this may have been due to him. I don't know who Haining is. Suggested this may have been due to him having previously had bad experiences with women and police officers. So that's why he just ripped off everybody's clothes.
I'll end it here. It says no one has ever been caught and identified as Spring Hill Jack, leaving some people to believe he was just a man with copycats following him in his footsteps. Decades later. These people believe the details about his leaping and fire breathing are a result of gossip, superstition, and sensationalist news stories. It says, however, others believe Spring Hill Jack was actually a paranormal creature. They consider him an extraterrestrial entity with a non-human appearance. They believe he has his superhuman jumping abilities from living on a high-gravity world. Others believe Spring Hill Jack was a demon summoned to this world from practitioners of the occult. They believe he was brought here to cause trouble. And lastly, Spring Hill Jack is considered a phantom attacker like the Mad Gasser of Mattoon. Phantom attackers appear to be human, but they have extraordinary abilities and are never caught by the police. Their attacks are commonly witnessed by several people, but the creature's existence can never be confirmed.
That's pretty wild.
You go.
They do talk about it going, even though he's a villain in all these stories, he's obviously a pretty reasonable villain, that it did influence and go into the influence of superheroes. So I do wonder if that did
sound like a
play
superhero.
Into like Batman and some of the, or the ability Joker for people to have extraordinary abilities like you're saying.
Yeah.
Then the other interesting thing is there is a counterpart in Prague. Did you guys see anything about that?
No.
It's a similar figure known as the Spring Man of Prague was reported to have been seen in Czechoslovakia around 1939 to 1945. The elusive and supernatural leaping abilities attributed to Parak Bear, a close resemblance to those exhibited by Spring Hill Jack, and distinct parallels can be drawn between the two entities. Stories of Parak provided a useful example of how the traits of Spring Hill Jack have a broad cultural resonance in urban folklore. Parak, I'm not saying that right, probably, like Spring Hill Jack, went on to become a folklore hero, even starring in several animated superhero cartoons, fighting the SS, the earliest of which is a bunch of stuff I can't pronounce, in 1946's film of more stuff I can't pronounce, or Spring Hill and the SS, or Spring Man and the SS. So these villainous characters eventually become superheroes.
There you go.
Kind of wild.
Hmm.
Well, Creepies, you can check out Spring Hill Jack and see what you think about him, because who knows? Could be a human.
The pictures alone are pretty varied. Extraordinary abilities. Yeah.
Creeps
yeah.
some type of demon, or like I said, some of them think he's extraterrestrial. And
paranormal.
Yeah.
I saw paranormal in there, too. So
yeah.
Could come from an interdimensional being, baby. Mm-hmm. You know I love it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. Spring Hill Jack is the
it's him.
The guest.
I knew it.
Next week.
See, that's what that was my guess, actually.
Because he can speak English, they said. Some up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks gibberish.
I thought the creepies would enjoy that little, because I don't think a lot of people have heard of him, so something different. He's very interesting.
Not.
A lot of stories and a lot of, so who knows? It's one of those, who knows? So yeah, I hope they enjoyed that. And of course, we want to thank you, creepies, for listening to the Middle Age Mini number 90 and our discussion on the legend of Spring Hill Jack. And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.